It's time to tune up. And this next, to tune up. And if you just, can I just borrow one of you guitarists? Can I borrow Andrew for a second? Okay, so the Lord is true and the Lord is truth. And it's as if he's playing a constant note throughout all eternity, over all eternity. And this constant note is an absolute truth that we can't be shifted from. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. This note, if you like, this truth will always be true. He is always true. So if you could just play an E note for me, please, really loud so everyone can hear an E note. Okay. Near enough. Yeah. So just play it a couple of times. So it's as if there's a note, okay, that's playing all the time. And that's true. And what the Lord's saying to us today is he wants you to tune yourself to that note, which is him. So we have to line ourselves up with him, to line ourselves up with what's true, and to line our lives up with what's true, and to line our lives up with what it says in the Word. And if there's areas of our lives over these next few weeks, he wants to kind of shine a light on our lives. And he wants us to focus on our lives for this next few weeks. Not forever. You don't always focus on your own lives, but it's a season. It's a time. It's a time to do that. Now, you can't. It's very difficult to tune yourself. And I'm kind of referring to Andrew again. You know, when you just like, I mean, you're pretty good, so it's a bit annoying picking on you really for this. But when I try and tune a guitar and I think, okay, well, I'm going to tune it to E. So I go boing and I think, oh, that's E. Sounds like E to me. Then I do top E. So, yeah, and the bottom E. Yeah, so I go, right, oh, that sounds like E to me. And then I tune the whole guitar to that. And then I make an E chord and I'm pleased with it and it all seems to sound right. And then somebody comes along who has tuned their guitar to a proper tuning thing. And they play E, and their E doesn't sound the same as my E, but my E sounded perfectly fine to me, and I could play tunes on my guitar, and I could do all of that, and it all sounded great. But when I lined it up with what actually was E, it wasn't. And that's because I had decided what the truth was. I decided on my own E. Well, we can't do that, but we do that. I do it. And the way we do that is it's when we wander off and we decide to do things our way, or we move ourselves away from fellowship. We move ourselves away from the Word of God. We move ourselves away from worship. We move ourselves away from prayer. And when we move ourselves away from that, we tune ourselves to our own E. And it doesn't ring true when you compare it to the true E. Oh, we've not finished. And that's really so, isn't it? And I also thought, it's very difficult. Again, I'm picking on Andrew, but he could probably do this if the thunderstorm was raging and a jazz band was playing in his both of his ears, two different jazz bands at the same time. But is it difficult to tune your guitar when there's other music going on? It's hard. Well, it's only, for me, it would be impossible. For Andrew, it's just, oh, it's a little bit harder. But yeah, it's really difficult when there's other music going on to try and tune your guitar and to listen for the true notes, isn't it? So it shows us that we should be really listening to the right things and what we're surrounding ourselves with and what we're comparing ourselves to. And if we kind of looking to what's going on in other people's lives, and this is what we do, and we all do it, men and women both do it, but we do it in different ways. We use comparisons. So we kind of measure ourselves according to where somebody else is up to or what somebody else is doing. So if we think somebody's wandering away from the truth, then we're pretty good, really, aren't we? Because we can see where they are. But if someone's like up here, then the next thing we know, we're rubbish. And we're using kind of the wrong things to tune ourselves to. So we need to not tune ourselves to the things around us or the people around us. And in this season, the Lord's saying, don't look at what other people are doing and don't look at where other people are at. And it's like the witty principle which Jesus uses with his disciples when they say, what's going to happen to him? And Jesus says, what's that to you? And that's the principle that he wants us to apply over these next few weeks. Tune yourself to E. Don't do that. And the other thing is, could you just play me an E chord, please, from top to bottom, slowly? Very good. Now, if you play the second string, well, play the E and then play the next string. So the A string and then play the E string. That's not an E note, is it? That second one is, isn't it? Yeah, right. Okay, so his B isn't his E. Right. But if he plays that chord, play it again, please. Now play it fast. I just like being in control. No, I don't really. It's actually, the E chord is E. But it's actually made up of other notes, isn't it? Now, somebody else, when we start growing, somebody else might be playing B at some point. But if they're in line with the Lord and God's asked them to play B, it's because he's asked them to play that so that it tunes in with an E chord. Because as a group of people, as a congregation of people, none of us are the same. But it's not that you're kind of going off kilter by playing B. He's asking us to find out what it is we're called to do in this next season. Okay, so tune yourself to E. But what is your aspect of E? What is it that you're supposed to be doing in E? You know, how are you supposed to be living out your E? And don't look at them and say, compare yourself, because they might be playing it, it might be playing out in a different way for them, because when we come together as the chord of E, it plays E, and we reveal Jesus. So the message is, let's tune ourselves up. So whether it's engine-wise, like Bogdan, tuning up the engine, it's tuning up your engine. This is a season to tune ourselves to E, Jesus.